give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. And we're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good to have you listening to the broadcast today. And how was church yesterday? My, we had a marvelous, marvelous Lord's Day here at Bible Baptist Church. Wonderful services in the morning hour. And then, boy, the choir hit out of the park last night, along with the folks doing the drama portion of the cantata, The Richest Family in Town. And wow, what a great, great turnout. A wonderful day. Decisions made for the Lord throughout the day. And just a great time with the people of God. And I hope your church service was that way, that you were in your place and that God spoke to your heart. And that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And now we're ready for another week as we inch closer to Christmas Day. And we're celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We know he was born to die and born to die upon Calvary. And we're going to talk a little bit about, not about that yet, but something that people want, what people look for, and that is peace. And if your Bible's nearby, Romans chapter 3. I want to share something with you. Romans 3, beginning in verse number 10, where the Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they've used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. I used to hear my mom say growing up, all I want is a little peace and quiet. Well, I didn't understand that as a child for sure, because my world was pretty peaceful, and I sure didn't care much for quiet. But as you get older, you understand what she meant. And of of those two things, peace and quiet, the most elusive is peace. There's not one particular thing that steals peace. It may be family. It may be coworkers. It may be neighbors. It may be your boss. It may be teachers. It may be children. That can all bring conflict and take away, keep us from enjoying peace. If it's not people, it could be money, finances, illness, our schedule, the twists and turns of life. Oh, we all want calm. We all want the worry-free days. We all want to just get along, as we say. What people are really looking for is peace. And let me help you today. All right? Let me help you. We know this, the Christmas carol, you know, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And we sing about peace on earth. And a lot of Christmas carols have that song in it. But let me remind you that, number one, God is peace. Over 276 times in the Bible. In other words, it means completeness. Everything comes together and stays together. And when things are that way, it's the way God designed them to be. The Bible's called, God is called the God of peace. The God of peace. And the way to peace with God is to put your faith in Jesus Christ. In Romans 5, in verse number 1, the Bible says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You won't have eternity with God if you're alienated from God. And so God gave his Son to reconcile us to himself. In Christ, you can have peace. The Bible calls him the Prince of Peace. An art contest was held and for a painting that would best depict peace. There were two finalists. One was a serene lake with trees reflecting off the water. It was just as perfect and as calm as could be. The other finalist was a raging storm. You could see the wind and you could see the lightning through the sky. And yet you saw a bird sitting on a nest in the crevice of a rock on a cliff. That was the painting that won the prize for peace. You see, peace is not the absence of conflict or problems. Peace is calm in the midst of a storm. Because we'll never escape storms. You're never going to escape turmoil or trouble or problems in life. But you can have peace in the midst of the storm. You can have peace in the midst of the turmoil. You can have peace in the midst of the trouble. You can have peace in the midst of the problem. God is peace. But then there's different kinds of peace. There is factual peace. That's the solid truth of the Word of God. That's why Jesus said, "My peace give I unto you." He protects us, He provides for us, He keeps us safe. We have confidence in the factual peace of God. The confidence is, I am in His hand, and there's no safer place to be. My friend, that's a fact. But then there's experiential peace. God will give us peace at times and at places when we would otherwise never have had it. The death of a loved one. Maybe when you lose a job. Maybe when you go through a serious illness or there's a tragedy or there's a national crisis. God is there. And He gives you the peace that passes all understanding, and you know He's real. And once you experience that peace, then it strengthens us for the future. We know that God will always provide that peace. That's when H.G. Spafford, who lost his children in the trip across the Atlantic, and only mom was saved alive. And he wrote the song as he was traveling over to see her. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Oh, my friend, people don't understand that peace. That's experiential peace. Then there's emotional peace. There's factual peace, experiential peace, and emotional peace. Sometimes emotions may get the better of us. We allow those emotions to catch up. But listen, emotions, nothing wrong with having emotions, but emotions have to be the caboose on the train, not the engine. Facts and experience are the engine. And if you don't keep that in order, and listen, it's nice when the train goes by and you count the cars and then there's a caboose and maybe there's a conductor at the end of the caboose waving at you. That's a bonus. That's plus. But that train's still going to go if there's no caboose. But that train isn't going to go if there's a caboose and there's no engines. And my friend, it's the facts and your experience that what God has done for you that moves your train, not your emotions. It's great if they're there, but they don't have to be there. And that isn't what moves the train. So I see the kinds of peace. I see God is peace. What's the path to peace? Well, how can I really get peace? Number one, truth. God is always there. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He cares for us. And it's whether we feel peaceful or not. Peace comes when we are settled on the inside, regardless of what's happening on the outside. That's where the peace comes from. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 5. The promise is, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." So I'm not afraid about anything on the outside. I'm not afraid that God will care for me. Well, I have the truth. God's with me. That's what Emmanuel meant, right? God with us. And He will never leave me nor forsake me. The psalmist said, "I will trust in the Lord and not be afraid what man can do unto me." Truth. Truth. So the path to peace, believe God's truth. Secondly, righteousness. Righteousness. Righteousness is doing what is right. The verse that comes to mind is Isaiah chapter 32 and verse number 17. Where the Bible says this, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." When you're doing what's right, then you have peace. If you do not do what's right, you don't expect peace to come. That's why God says, "There is no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked." Now, do right. You may not always get the results you want, but you'll have God's peace because you've done what God says to do. How do you get the path to peace? Truth. How do you get the path to peace? Righteousness. Doing what's right. How do you get it? By prayer. By prayer. I mentioned earlier about the peace that passes all understanding, but the promise is from Philippians chapter 4, where the Bible says in verse number 6, "Be careful for nothing. Be full of care about nothing. But," it says, "in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Oh, my friend, it's through prayer. It doesn't just come automatically. You get peace when you pray. When you give it to God, don't you carry that burden. Don't you carry the care around. Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Don't let Christmas time be a stressful time. Don't carry it all around. Give it to the Lord. Take it to Him in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, my friend, you have not because you ask not. The path to peace is truth, righteousness, prayer, and then trust. Trust. Depend on God. Rest upon Him. Over in Luke and chapter 12 and verse number 24. The Bible says, Jesus is speaking, and He says, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? You know, God will take care of you. You know, you're valuable to God. Oh, I know, the songwriter said, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Well, guess what? He watches you too. And if He'll certainly, one of those little birds can't fall to the ground without Him taking notice, my friend, nothing's going to go on in your life or my life that He doesn't notice either. Trust in Him at all times, the psalmist said. Not just during the tough times, not just during the hard times. Trust in Him at all times. You have to keep your trust in God. Keep your faith in God. Keep looking unto Jesus. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul is trying to encourage the church at Corinth about this very thing. And he says, verse number 16 of chapter 4, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Oh, my friend, let's look at the right things. Keep your eyes. Don't get your eyes off on the wrong things this Christmas time. Don't get your eyes looking at all the temporal things. Keep your eyes on the eternal things. Keep your eyes on the Word of God. Keep your eyes on the Son of God. And ask God to help you to just trust and depend on Him. What's the path to peace? Truth. The truth of God's Word. Righteousness. Doing what's right in God's sight. Prayer. Giving it all to Him. And then trusting Him. Depending upon Him, that He'll bring it to pass. That's what people really want. That's how you get peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding. You know, it says the angel said when Jesus was born, on earth peace. He didn't say peace on earth. He said on earth is peace because Jesus' name was peace. Isaiah 9:6. He's the Prince of Peace. So it all begins with knowing Jesus and having, remember, God is peace. God is peace. There's different kinds of peace, and the path to peace is truth, righteousness, prayer, and trust. Well, I hope you'll have the peace of God that passes all understanding on this Monday, December 12th. Lord willing, I'll be with you on the broadcast again tomorrow, and we'll look forward to that time together. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.